Charles, run to the near side. He's got the open field. It's going to be hit and obliterated. Sack by Tom Mahoney. Smith
wants the throw for Bowie
at the 30, at the 20. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Dontari Poe turned into a beast in 2013. Now he's listed as one of the elite defensive linemen in the entire National Football League. So, Kendall, I have to ask, what did Dontari Poe do to go to the next level?
Well, Mitch, I started with his rookie season in 2012. We all knew he had the potential. He blew people away with his athleticism at the combine. His strength and power were off the charts, and there was a real feeling that he could be a special player in this league. But there was also a sense that coming from a smaller school in Memphis, that Dontari would probably experience a bit of a learning curve in his first season with the team.
It was his rookie season. I think at times he struggled with the intensity of the NFL, sometimes getting pushed around. That coupled with the fact that possibly he could have been in better shape. 2012 was a learning experience for Dontari.
Well, let's be honest now. Memphis was not a power in Conference USA when Poe was there playing FBS football, so some growing pains were to be expected. But let's fast forward to 2013, Kendall. What did you see in his game last year?
Well, simply put, 2013 was a breakout year. Dontari really emerged in 2013. He had 5 sacks, 28 hurries, and only 2 missed tackles, and made it to his first Pro Bowl. He really established himself as one of the best defensive linemen in the game.
When I look back at his performance in 2013, 2 things stand out. First, his pass rushing ability has improved significantly.
In week 2, the Cowboys were deep in Chiefs territory, threatening to score. It was a close game, and Dontari makes one heck of a play.
Romo takes the snap. He's going to be engulfed and sacked. Dontari Poe
hits him with a great move here and goes right by for the QB sack.
Poe shot through there like nobody blocked him.
That combination of quickness and power is devastating coming from the nose tackle position.
Mitch, that's about as good as it gets from a nose tackle, and something we didn't see in 2012.
Well, it was really impressive. He did against Travis Frederick, who was voted to the all-rookie team at the end of the season. When you watch tape, Kendall, how did he fare against other good young talent?
Well, Mitch, he made strides week in, week out, and it seemed like he faced great talent week in, week out.
The Titans had driven to the Chiefs' goal line and had a chance to pull within 3 points just before half. On 4th and goal, they decide to run right at the Chiefs' D. Poe was up to the challenge. The physicality that he shows to essentially throw the Titans' guard out of the way is really impressive. That allows him to meet the runner, Jackie Battle, 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
He slams into the line! Did he get in?
Battle didn't have much momentum after that, and the rest of the Chiefs' D finished him off short of the goal line.
No! Kansas City holds!
Holding the Titans on 4th down.
That's a big play, and it changed the complexion of the game.
Love impact plays. You know, you could see early in the year Dontari's hustle. He was relentless no matter where the play was on the field. And I have to ask you, how unique is it that he could chase down even perimeter plays?
Mitch, very unique. And week 14 at Washington, perfect example.
Late in the second quarter, the Skins went with a screen to Garcon on the far side of the field. And as you can see here, Poe is essentially able to cover half of the field in a couple of seconds, chasing down Garcon, one of the fastest receivers in the game, for a short gain.
I've never seen a big man move so quickly in space. Look at this. It's like a rhino chasing down a deer.
Mitch, as you can see from his 2013 season, his consistency level and technique grew each and every week. That is a scary proposition for offensive lines in 2014.